Nolte, The Glorious and Desperate McCarthyite Meltdown at NBC News. By John Nolte on March 26, 2024. NBC News hires former RNC chief Ronna McDaniel. Noted McCarthyite Chuck Todd has an entitled tantrum. Noted conspiracy theorists Rachel Maddow and Lawrence O'Donnell follow suit. And now McDaniel might be fired. You gotta love it. I know I do. Anytime the corporate media expose themselves for what they are. Spoiled, dishonest, hypocritical, hyperpartisan crybullies desperate to keep their velvet line echo chamber echoing, that's a win for America. Every time the left-wing tail wags the dog at an NBC, New York Times, or CNN, it is yet another black mark against their credibility that pushes them even further into irrelevance. The cherry on top? Ronna McDaniel might get fired. Oh, my, yes. It's a good day in MAGA-land. If you want to know why former President Trump is polling better than he ever has, and better than any Republican presidential candidate since 2004, Joe Biden's serial failures have no doubt played a role, but so has this. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. John Fetterman is healthy hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. The Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. The bloodbath hoax. And here's NBC slitting its own throat again, and over what? Freakin' Ronna McDaniel? Chuck Joe McCarthy Todd and Rachel Russia collusion Queen Maddow can't handle Mitt Romney in heels? Come on. That's not it, or at least not all of it. To understand what's really going on, it's important to take a breath and fly over the situation at 30,000 feet. We'll start by debunking Todd's lies about the motive behind this revolt. The issue isn't about ideology. It's about basic truth, shameless Russia collusion hoaxer Todd tweeted Monday. Those trying to make this a left-right issue are being intentionally dishonest. He closed with this beauty, this is about whether honest journalists are supposed to lend their credibility to someone who intentionally tried to ruin ours. This isn't about ideology, he claims. And yet MSNBC courted former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki straight out of the White House, someone who did everything Ronna McDaniel is accused of, attacked the media, questioned elections, and serialized. MSNBC hired Al Sharpton. If Chuck Todd held Democrats to the same standards, he would have to fire himself. So let's just dispense with the not about ideology bullshit. So what is this about? Two things. The first is babies being babies. You gotta remember that people like Chuck Todd, Rachel Maddow, and the rest of the MSNBC Gestapo aren't like you and I. They are purely political animals. Politics defines them, everything about them. And I think they are looking at the likelihood of a second Trump term, feeling helpless to stop it, and can no longer contain the bitterness and frustration. So, they are taking it out on Ronna McDaniel. You see, at one time, Chuck Todd could move the needle. He had influence. But those days were over even before he was DEI'd off the air and demoted to a podcast no one listens to. Rachel Maddow, Lawrence O'Donnell, Joe Scarborough, and his harpy are equally frustrated. You see, Trump polling as well as he is proves their irrelevance. And now they are lashing out like trapped political animals at anything close, and that just happens to be McDaniel. Lashing out at Trump only proves their impotence, the Donald keeps on keeping on. So, they are desperate for a political win. Any kind of win, and getting McDaniel fired is an easy target to temporarily satisfy their partisan bloodlust for ideological purity. The second reason is much more insidious. This is naked McCarthyism, and the raising of the bar for Republican political staffers to avoid the corporate media blacklist. The message from NBC is this: if you're a Republican, even a squish like McDaniel, and you want to exit politics into a sweet $300,000 per year media gig, you better do what we tell you while you're still working as a political operative. If you attack the media, you can't work here. If you betray our sacred narratives, you will be blacklisted. Be a house-trained unicorn, no sweet gig. What we have here is a fascist move, but also a desperate one meant to meddle in the 2024 presidential election. The corporate media are sending out a not-so-coded message to Trump personnel that says, be bad at your job, or you will never work here. This is a last-gasp move from a dying institution to try and sabotage the Trump campaign. All they got left is naked McCarthyism. A naked political blacklist from the same outlet that hired Joy Homophobe Reid, Psaki, Sharpton, and the rest. Imagine allowing yourself to be reduced to something so ugly, so grasping and craven, so openly pathetic. Hate's a hell of a drug. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.